We appreciate your willingness to come down here and help us. It's easy today to forget the sense of panic that overwhelmed the economy in late 2008. Stock market was plummeting, employment was plummeting, home values were plummeting. I can remember turning on the television and flipping between news channels and seeing anchor after anchor looking scared and frightened and confused. The American financial system, the envy of the world, was never supposed to collapse in that way. Today, we know that the panic ended, and you played a key role in that turnaround. As the panel has stated in the past, the Troubled Asset Relief Program provided critical support to the financial markets at a time when the market confidence was in free fall. Combined with the Recovery Act, it has restored a degree of stability to our markets and to our economy. The Congressional Budget Office recently estimated that at the end of the day, the TARP will cost about $25 billion, and I notice you used the same thing in your opening statement. It is an astronomical sum, to be sure, but far less than anyone expected even 6 months ago. As Treasury has conducted its work to repair the banking system, governments and business and private citizens across the country have done their part to help build the road to recovery. Thanks to their shared efforts, the economy is in a tremendously better place today than it was when TARP was enacted. But, and it's a big but, we must not forget the pain that continues to plague so many Americans. 15 million Americans still cannot find a job. As many as 13 million families will lose their homes in foreclosure in the next few years. The panic of 2008 has subsided, but it's been replaced by the gnawing pain of countless men and women who can't find work, who can't keep their homes, and who don't know whether their economic story will ever end in recovery. The TARP was never intended to be a complete solution to these problems, but even now, your authority to make major changes to the TARP, even though your authority has changed, you still can make steps to help strengthen the broader economy. For example, the panel's report this week on foreclosure prevention laid out a series of steps that Treasury can take to help more Americans keep their homes. You can make it easier for homeowners to receive a loan modification by allowing buyers to apply online. You could focus on helping each and every homeowner who received a loan modification to avoid sliding backward into foreclosure. These steps will only make a modest difference in Treasury's efforts to prevent foreclosures, but they illustrate a larger point. That although TARP's broad legacy may already have been determined, the details remain to be decided, and these are important details. In fact, Mr. Secretary, you will decide them. You continue to manage $54 billion in the auto industry, $50 billion at a variety of banks, $48 billion at AIG, and $30 billion in authority to prevent foreclosures. That is a weighty obligation, and I look forward to hearing you describe how you will handle it. I really do hope we can use today's hearings to focus on the remaining opportunities to reshape the TARP to strengthen the economy for all Americans.